Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun and a shining world, but they in some people world, yet never shining at all.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, should you love me, you call me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Got it locked and loaded to the Monday, July 8th edition of Talking Heads. And your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this much-to-do Monday edition of Talking Heads. Got to shout out my good friend Roscoe Thompson. As you know, each and every Monday, we do chime in with Abaco, and we have Abaco live. Roscoe, doing well, just following up with the doctors. Got some doctors, follow-up visits. As you know, he had his surgery. All things good with that. He wants to let you know he's all good. Just follow up, as required. So he'll be back to join us next Monday. All right, so I'm going to open up the lines today, and I know what y'all want to talk about, so we're going to get to that. Don't forget, Talking Heads being brought to you, of course, by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. And, of course, like I said, you know how to chime in. Phone lines are going to be open here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talks all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And right about now, it's time to check out the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads.
It's time for headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And as we approach independence, boy, I tell you. Blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. Explosive claims spark Royal Bahamas Police Force probe. CID chief goes on garden leave. Where do we start? Another story, Travis Cartwright Carroll with that story. How a senior officer is investigated. Story by Candia Danes. And, of course, other, stories making headlines. You got the Independent Church Service. The Vertical Blue competition suspended due to poor infrastructure on Long Island. And that's been going on for the past 16 years. And, of course, cannabis bills to be debated today and a lot to be debated about. There's some positives, but there's also some missing ingredients to that bill to make it complete and make it wholesome and beneficial to everyone. And I think that's what they really need to do, get that together, the best legalization, decriminalization bill when it comes to marijuana, or cannabis in the country. Yoga retreat is beneficial to all sides, medicinal, sacramental, and recreational. Yoga retreat says it's doing what it can to help find Casey. That story still continues. But like I said, the main thing blazing up the pages of the dailies, social media, what's going on with our police force? We got that and so much to talk about on the flip side of the break. We're going to take a quick break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll be getting into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And that's a wrap on the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, you can check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup in any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. But whatever you want to talk about, it's all G-double-O-D good. We're going to open the lines. We're going to have a candid conversation about whatever you want to talk about. But the way my text lines are blowing up right now, I definitely got an idea where we're going with this. All right? So we'll be getting into the buzz on the flip side of the break. All you got to do is keep it right where you got it. We'll be picking up the conversation right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game. Keep you winning. Percy Pentagon. Dream big. We will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game. We got you. Percy Pentagon. From the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Bunk it together, come make we bunk it together. Hey, bunk it together, bunk it together.
We are bunk it together when everybody out. Yeah. Fried chicken, we are free, bunk it for the crowd. Share a bunk it together, everybody go live. Ooh. Crispy original when we're online.
Bunk it together under the new dance craze. Yeah.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's time for The Buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
We're back at you on the Monday, July 8th edition of Talking Heads. And, of course, like I said, it's time for The Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. The text lines are open. The phone lines are open. So feel free to chime on in. And let me know what you're buzzing on, what's got your goat, what's making you scratch your hand, and so on and so forth. If you look at it out of the gate, though, I think everywhere you've gone over the weekend, from Friday until now, are all of these allegations and swirling innuendos and like I say, straight up reports. But like I say, filled with allegations. We got to get to the bottom of the investigation, but obviously there's something there if we're going to have this much manpower involved in an investigation. Explosive claims spark Royal Bahamas Police Force probe. CID chiefs goes on leave. Garden leave. That's paid leave. That's period what it is. Paid leave. Don't doctor it up. Don't call it garden leave. Don't call it backyard leave. Don't call it beach leave. Don't call it, you know, church leave, whatever. No. It's paid leave. So until they get to the bottom of this, Mr. Johnson will be on paid leave. If they get to the bottom of this, they find that there's nothing to this, he will be reinstated. And obviously, if there is something, citizens will expect the full course of the law to be meted out, according to what the COP had to say today in the press conference. But what say you on this? What say you? What's your take on all of this? Where are we in 2024? And it's not like my phone hasn't been ringing local and international, you know. This has already made waves. Just say no, hush, hush, be quiet. No, sir. No, sir. So what you have to do is sit back and let this play out. But we want to get to the bottom of it. The who, the what, the why, the when, the where. Are these substantiated cases? Or is this something that's been put out there to the detriment of Mr. Johnson by bad-minded folks? We got to cover all the bases. But at the end of the day, we need to find out what's really going on. And let the chips fall where they may, where they have to. Checking the text lines right now. Has the Bar Association issued a statement on this? No. I haven't heard any. If they have, I have not received it. Mr. Producer, have you received anything from the Bar Association in regard to that? Nothing received. But that's a good idea, Texter. I may have to follow up and reach out to the Bar Association and get their take on it. We've heard what the leader of the opposition, Mr. Michael Pintard, has had to say, calling for the involvement of Scotland Yard. We need to find out what's going on. If the entity, if the body that is supposed to protect and serve us in this country is coming under scrutiny for allegations of corruption, we need to know what's going on. And especially when you hear talks about corruption and potential alleged extrajudicial killings, crazy. That's not the place we want to live in. That's the kind of talks that I heard coming out of the Philippines a couple of years ago. When Duterte went in and became their leader, and anybody accused of being a drug dealer, he had a green light, just go and kill him and get $2,000 for it. No. We need better. We know better. We need to do better. Naughty, so they're not condemning the allegations? It's amazing the Bar Association is not condemning these allegations. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything cool, thank God for life.
Just the Papa, what's going on, Papa?
Right here, buddy.
My
right
Papa, nah, listen, I be riding around today. I hear you call everybody show, and then you be sporadic with my show. Hey, do you something, mate?
No, I listen.
You know, I ain't messing with you, Papa. You know we all good.
Let me say something, but you still in my good book. I still is a fan of yours. I listen to everybody talking. People like to take it personal with you, but you's a good guy. You ain't perfect. You understand? In spite of whatsoever that is they get going on, you know, you's be doing a good job. You been doing a good job for years. Don't worry if you're in there proper listening when I could. But, you know, you be dealing with everything. You don't just talk about what happening today. You have issues which you try to solve on the family island with the other folks and Freeport and all over the place. So some days I just listen. I wish the best for Grand Bahama and stuff like that. I wish we could get fire engines everywhere. I like what you be doing. But some things I might just listen, and then, you know, you have a lot of shows. Stuff
good stuff, Papa. I just like to hear from you because I always feel you give a candid, very objective commentary when you chime in. You see what I said?
Yeah.
And we need more people like us who could go on an ace, a spade, a deuce, a diamond, if you know what I mean.
Of course, right?
Huh?
You know that is course, right? When people like you and me and we speak what we feel like is not just speak your mind, but be on the right side of history and stuff like that, pointing out things, although everybody get their opinion.
And it's get some ankle biters all fired up.
They hate you, they dislike you, whatever, mind that.
Let me show you something, Papa. For my whole entire career, I take their hate and make it inspire me to be great, my brother.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Because if you ain't got no haters, you ain't really saying nothing.
It's good to be loved, though.
Sorry.
I mean, but everybody ain't
going to
love you. I mean, and you got to do what you got to do. It's life so short, man.
I don't ever take it personal. I mean, if you don't agree with me, that's your opinion. It's all good.
We probably
might agree on sports. We may disagree on politics. We may agree on politics, disagree on sports.
Variety. But make the life go around.
But get it in what you got to get in, Papa. Go ahead.
Yeah, Naughty, what I wanted to say really is that, oh boy, Naughty. I wanted to ask a question. Like, I don't want to put you in that position or put me in a position, but a lot of times in life when things happen, I say, Bill, I say, like, what you call, not just human development, but study humans. And I'm perfect in it, but it's like fun doing it. It's like playing journalism too. Also, a little similar, but not the same thing. So I say, if I was I don't like to use myself on some things, but if someone was in that position, right, like to think what they'd be thinking, right, someone say something but me, should we be expecting now for what we're hearing, right, in social media, for whosoever, without calling in, let's say MJ, right, being accused, right, to say you lie on me and I can sue you. You know, and like you asked the question just now, you asked the producer, did you get anything from the Bar Association? And guess what? This town's so small, man. When I say small, no. In other words, I mean, we're so connected and so hooked up with one another. And we talk about investigating ourselves, like doing things. We shouldn't be so, imperfect that we need to call people in hell. But my goodness, man, you're so... How do you clean up the situation? I suggest, like, others come in and help out.
I think in this situation right now, for total transparency, accountability...
Yes.
And to cast a good light on the COP, Mr. Clayton Fernanda.
Not just him, though. It's too tight to the story.
But hear me now. Just hear me. Let me finish.
Okay.
I feel that they should take a holistic approach and allow Scotland Yard or maybe the FBI to intervene.
Yes.
Transparent, meaning they have no skin in the game. They have no horse in
no
the race,
skin.
Potentially.
No
they
skin.
Will come in and give an objective. This is what we found. This is what's
yes,
going on.
Yes, yes. No slapping.
And then
up.
From there you go. Because unfortunately in the 242, we're very small. Who
yes,
ain't related
yes,
to somebody, know somebody, grow up with somebody. It is what it is. I have a ton of friends like that.
Yes.
From, and like I always tell you, from the outhouse to the penthouse and everywhere in between, I got friends.
Yes.
Because we small. And that goes with the territory.
I suggest, it, like I was saying, it ain't just the police side, like the commissioner side, right? If you listen to the story, it's like you asked the question, but the association doing a statement or whatsoever, right? So in this kind of situation, we need someone like to come in and deal with both sides. You understand?
And with no Freedom of Information Act, none of that kind of floating in society, we don't have that. We don't adhere to that. So there's opportunities for us to not be as transparent as we need to be. And in this case, we need complete transparency.
Yes, it's hard. It's hard to expect when you're investigating yourself. Like, my goodness, look how connected it is. And then I kind of get disappointed. What about you with what the minister had to say on national security like a couple days ago? In spite of him saying that, it sounded like the commissioner say something different. Although he said that the commissioner didn't have to make that.
Paul, but this has always been the story with this administration. Tom say A, Dick say B, Harry say C, then Fred come in and tell them what to say, and we run and come all over again. That's
would
how it go.
Listen to me. I know this thing.
How many instances have we had?
You say everybody know about it, right? And international now, right? But if we don't get some outside or even a commission inquiry or whatever, and I say bring Anita, not just Joan Sawyer. I'll take Joan Sawyer, Madam Joan Sawyer, right? But I prefer Carolina Battle to be the judge on the commission inquiry, because I feel like all of them could do a good job. I say bring in the females, let Carolina Battle do it or Joan Sawyer, right?
Listen, Paul, but I feel that we have the capable people in this country who can do the job. However, there are always extenuating circumstances when we see things play out. So in this case, in this delicate situation,
you see how tight this is? You see how connected
maybe they should have a local body or a local committee that can liaise with foreign entities to make sure that we get the truth out of this.
Boy. You need some people, like I say, I call names already, maybe even. I wouldn't want to have to be in that position, right? But we get some humans here who could afford to be in that position to put right where right is. I don't buy that. But if I was the commissioner right now, I'd step aside and move out the way, although he's the head person, because the trust ain't there right now. We don't expect nothing to come. I hear Mr. Lang say, after commissioner do what he have to do, it can go to the cabinet secretary, and then it can move on to the commission. That's the process where it go. But I will know after it reaches the cabinet secretary, the politicians can put their hand on it before it gets to the commission.
Well, we need to get answers. I don't care how we get them, but we need the honest answers, Papa, so we know what's going on.
We need them to stop pussyfooting around with us, telling us things like they can investigate and they can handle it. No, we don't expect that. Y'all too tight. These people, them connected. Y'all are writers. Y'all are one another friends. Y'all right, man? Come on. You think people are just... And that's what makes us so mad. The feeling of you and y'all supposed to be so intelligent, talking foolishness to a bunch of crap. It don't make no sense. We tired. Thank God people them out there expose it and let the world know. This is a dangerous situation. We trust the police. You can imagine the people who call in and give information or whatsoever, how they feel today to know that you can't even trust the police. I mean, we ever know we can trust them, but we give them the benefit of the doubt.
But what they taught us when we grew up proper, the police are your friends. If you have a problem, go to the police.
We have some good police on the police force. But
exactly.
We need the police. We can't, listen to me. We need
and you
the
can't
police.
Let a few...
We need a police organization in different
you know what we need?
In countries. Right?
You know what we need?
We need it.
But hold on,
Papa. We don't need a corrupt set pretending that they there to serve us and they're behind our back, our life on the line. Come on, man. We need to weed them out. And if it's staff on the commissioner of police... Listen to me. Tell me something. The commissioner of police, it's time ain't up yet. They extended it, eh? I thought he supposed to die and Dale won't take
it. Pull up, a couple of things, though. We can check on the tenure of the COP and see, you know, where he's at.
I mean, he doesn't do enough. We appreciate everything he do. We need to move on
but
now.
If it ain't his time to go, you can't force him to go.
They might extend it. I think his time should be up soon, either next year or this year or done up from last year.
Second of all, We got to, like I said, there's a lot of questions that are playing out in this, okay? But I think the most important thing that we need to do is to find out a way forward. We can get some honest answers.
Yes.
So we know what we're dealing with.
Where do you think it starts from? You remember the question I asked you when I first called in? When I say, putting yourself in a situation, should we expect for someone or, let's say, the officer to say, you lie on me, I didn't say that, and I could sue you. Should we expect that?
You have to look at all the circumstances involved, but we don't know. We've gotten portions of voice notes. We don't know. We got to get to the bottom of it. We got to take everything in. Let me make this point.
So in the investigation, maybe the officer will be a witness for the police?
But, like, Papa, hold on. Let me make my point.
Expect out of these people?
All right, let me make my point, Papa. One second.
Okay, sorry.
If we had an internal affairs division of the police force, like they have anywhere else in the world.
Intelligent or internal?
Internal. I see what you're trying to do. You being smart now. Stop it.
No, they say the gang are used to intelligence, so I just making sure you mean internal, and they two different.
Internal?
They say the gang are used to intelligence.
Right. No, hold on. The intelligence, meaning intelligence. Not when they say intelligence, they don't mean, they smart or they dumb. Intelligence meaning they gather the information that's all around, and they put that to use.
But internal is something different, right?
Right. An internal revenue or internal review board.
Uh-huh.
Like they have in the States.
Individuals.
They have a branch set up that investigates corruption in police forces. That's their job.
So I don't know what to expect.
We don't have that. We have a police tribunal, but I don't think that holds as much weight and as much teeth. Our complaints division, as an internal division, an internal review board.
Okay.
But I got to get to some other calls. But good stuff as always, man. But this is a hot topic.
Carol Lita better be a part of that investigation. Let Carol Lita better or John Sawyer.
Yeah, both of them are very, very, qualified ladies that know what they're doing. Very learned women. So I don't have a problem with that. And we just need to make sure that if we put together a Bahamian review board that is going to liaise with anything that comes in international, that we get all the answers and we know where we're going with this. But like I said, we got to let it play out, bro.
Yes,
good stuff as always, Paul. Be safe. Good to hear from you, man. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads? Talking Heads. Call us back if you were on too long, all right? But me and Paul are having a good one. Let me get to some of these texts. Wow, you all fired up today, boy. I believe some of you are texting off the job. Naughty, do you now see why it's so important to screen and background check people before they are hired by the police force and government? This is too much if the head of CDU is a criminal. We can't call a man a criminal. Text her. All right? There's allegations swirling. We all might as well consider ourselves marked for death if you have a couple of dollars. I look at how many police are involved in crime and murder, plus the FBI is not looking for that missing U.S., tourists at all. That's another lie. But Texter, where are you getting all this from? So you're saying the reports of people continuing the investigation and foreign entities being involved are not true? Maybe they came in, assisted, and have left and departed. You know? So like I said, there's a lot of allegations swirling with these voice notes. A lot of alleged and a lot of allegations. Because they got to get to the bottom of it and see what is exactly what. Next texter. Naughty, if people could allegedly buy this kind of police cooperation for 100 grand, what kind of cooperation the guys who can afford more than 100 grand could allegedly get? Naughty, garden leave, paid leave, jokes. I would like to have my garden leave and go to Cat Island or maybe Long Island. No water there. And Abaco is leaking. Never mind, I can stay right here on my garden leave. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Yeah, what's going on?
Man, everything blessed up. Hey, congratulations on the award, man.
Thank you, but I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man, because that's able. We got to assist the disabled. And you're doing a good job. Hey, Kendrick Roll is my boy. That's my brethren.
He's a great guy, man. And I know his story. I know his story personally, man. So I always...
Man, he don't play, man.
I always support Kenny Rebel, man. And if you know when I say that, you know I know him long time.
Yeah, but him, Papa, JT, and Skillaboo, boy, hey, they's my inspiration for every day, because if they don't have no sight and they doing what they doing, boy, it's a shame. I'll be a disgrace if I can't do nothing and have sight. Also, by the way, happy belated birthday, Pearls. Yeah, happy belated, man. We got a drink from Bottle Lab Suit. We got to catch up behind. Now, Naughty.
Go ahead, bro.
Now, that must be got to be AI, man. Because these fellas, them, man, I know they know better than that, man. I know they watch the gangster movies. They watch the gangster movies where the boss is weak. Check him. See if he wired, man. Or they say, well, nobody. I got to meet you in person. Let's meet on the beach. Because we ain't talking on this phone. And then the two of us got to go in the water. With the water up down there. To make sure you don't want to have a wire on. They don't watch gangster bitches. No way to tell someone to talk that type of foolishness on 400. They got to be stupid. Or they just like money that much. They like money so much, then they wasn't thinking, man. Because they got to watch the gangster bitches where the fellas match. Check and see if he wired. Gotta be, man.
Listen, I got text coming in right now, and it says, Naughty, good day. How can a voice note be alleged? All this deep fake talk, also Larry Preston. But hold on, you have to look at it. You have to. That's why you do the investigation, text up.
Right.
To find out if it's true, or if it's allegations, or if it's lies. And we know that we Bahamians love to lie on social media. Love it. Love it. Can I help but lie?
And they got AI round and all that type of foolishness round.
And now, when you talk about, when you hear the OPM talk about deep fakes and AI, trust me, they ain't dumb. They can use that to their advantage at some point.
Exactly. And the thing about it, the two fellas that was killed.
And that is why you have to look at all of these allegations that are swirling around. And you have to let the investigation take place without outside interference so we know exactly what we are dealing with.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let me have someone else get in, because then, you'll pop it and talk long. So that's it. That's me. I own.
Yeah. All right, my brother. We'll talk in five. Naughty, do you realize how many branches have these voice notes? We, the Bahamian people, better stop and think. Plenty, plenty are on their knees right now talking about all kinds of things. Yeah, they are floating around. I mean, I've had people reach out to me from the States talking about it. How you know this? Where you found this out? Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hi, you Naughty.
Afternoon, what's going on?
Right here. Listen, you're talking about AI. All they need to do is follow the trace. If I send you a voice note, that would have a trace in either Botanical or a live system that my number sent a voice note to your number, or your number and my number was on the phone at the same time for the same period of time during the time of the voice note being recorded. Am I right?
Pardon, repeat that. You broke up a little bit.
Oh, I was saying that the Botanical and a live would have a trace of where, which phone that these voice note comes from. Because if I tell the how they trace you when you send out stuff about the persons who they want stuff to be out, they go to them and they can trace that you send the voice note to my phone, I send it to the next person's phone, they can trace.
No, you can't. Listen, on something that's been forward a multitude of times, you can't hold anybody responsible. Because it's been forward, it's out there. There's too many people that have forwarded it.
If they trace it long enough, they can trace it back to the source.
Yeah, you could definitely trace it back to the source.
That's what I'm saying. So they can trace it back. It would take a while, but it can be traced
and
back to
you
the
can trace it back
source.
To the source. And to my point, you could listen to the original and compare the two and say, okay, this is what came out on this date at this time.
Exactly.
Now
then,
this is what's being released.
Check,
okay.
Check the two phone numbers
This is correct.
The two phone numbers in wall, and then get
correct.
The
do your due diligence. Say, okay, we've listened to everything. This is checking out because it's the same conversation in both instances. Or you say, okay, here's the original. Now this one is a version, a edited version with only particular parts of the conversation in it.
Yeah, true. You understand? And then on top of that,
so you have to hear all of the conversation to figure out where this is going and in what type of usage or what type of communication the you know, Mr. Johnson was having.
Yes, because
you don't know. You can't jump up. One sec. You can't jump up with all these allegations flying and say that's gospel. You got to do the due diligence. You got to find out if this was part of a grandiose police investigation, if this was part of a sting, if this was part of an operation, or if this was corruption. You got to find out. And with all these allegations flying, you have to do your due diligence.
But also, Naughty, Howard Grant reminded us today, as a government gentleman named at the beginning of the year, who said 2024 is the year of exposure. It's a year of when things will be revealed.
Everybody getting exposed in 2024. But listen, good stuff. I got to get to these other calls. I got a guest coming in. And I got to chop it up with them. But good stuff as always. Good to hear from you. Let's get to the other calls real quick. Talking heads. Next call. Let's go. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty. We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN? What you got for me today?
Listen, they do have an internal security division of the police force that investigates a police officer. But you know where that is going. I don't go too far.
That's why I said what I said earlier. I'm GNN.
Okay, now the person, all of this kerfuffle surrounding, is dead, right?
What's that?
Someone is dead, right? Someone is dead, right?
Listen, all I'm saying to you is there's allegations saying that men heard them voice notes are deceased. We gotta connect the dots, GNN.
Yeah, I'm trying to connect it now, because initially that would have been somebody that was in police custody or something that ended up dead. I correct? I started this. Now, how we know when you get catch, especially with them kind of position, how we know you ain't put no AI out there to try to cover yourself? How we know the police ain't in it?
Listen, that is why I keep saying all of these allegations and conspiracy theories and that's what we're going to do.
See, the average citizen.
And we need to find out the actual factual, because on social media and other places, it's always distorted. It's always a lie somewhere attached.
I agree.
And in this
you.
Case, we have to handle it with kid gloves and do the proper investigation and do the due diligence.
Yeah, see, the average citizen don't have access to no AI, but I'm sure the police does. Anyway, that's what I want to contribute.
All right, my brother. Much appreciated, man. All right, let's get to that break there, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, I get to these other calls. And are we going to go straight? No, we got time, right? We got this break, or we got one more break? All right, well, we'll hold that to slide Cuban Willie into the news. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, look here. What are the ranks of those polices and what to where they from where they brought it? Where they brought it from? That's the uniform.
Pardon, Bremen?
What were those police ranks? What got into the problem, and where they brought the uniform to from to where it's at? The ranks, in other words.
The ranks are listed in the paper, Bremen. I mean, as far as who they're dealing with.
The ranks are in the paper?
Correct. It says CID chief goes on leave. Well, how much more rank do you want from that, Bremen?
Okay, where he brought it from to get to CID? What was his position before he got into CID?
Well, I'm going to have to do due diligence on that, Bremen. I don't know that answer off the top of my head.
Okay, thank you.
He's a long-term police officer, a long-time serving police officer. So what's your point? I mean, where did he come from? The bottom line is he's the CID chief now. And that's what we're dealing with. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hello, good afternoon, Lottie.
Go ahead, 52.
Yeah, you know, I was always highlighting these type of scenarios. I would like to comment. I know the gentleman personally, and so, you know, he's a barbershop friend. I know him for years. He's about the same age as I guess. But I like to comment in general. And so if a lot of people are not mindful, when you juxtapose a lot of circumstances or circumstantial evidence, and there's a preponderance of circumstantial evidence, then that is something. So if it was you and I or a civilian, right, and I'm not referring to this case in particular because I know nothing about it different from what everybody is hearing. So what I'm saying is when you juxtapose that a as a against a civilian versus somebody in authority, and then you have that particular entity doing its own oversight. What sense does this make, man? I'm 60, and I've seen decades and decades of ineffective simulations of shootings, et cetera, et cetera. Let's forget about everything that happened recently. Just look back in the past, and you saw an independent ballistics report with Rosario Major, and the lady in Mason Edition was saying something the other day with the coroner's ruling, and so subsequently she's saying that these officers are still on the force. What is it? You know, it's just like a, you know, there's no oversight, and so there's no justice, and so in all of this, right? Because, you know, I've been highlighting these type of scenarios. A lot of people live in ivory towers. I have had a situation where money was stolen from me after a search. I called a certain officer. He hung up the phone. He changed his number. He went to the complaint unit. I seen come out of it. The burden was on me to prove that they moved the money while they, but, you know, obviously, they had to be in searching if they're looking for it. My nephew had a little problem. And that was what I'm saying is they find it. And a lot of other people scared to speak out. So if we have even the implications of these particular, like that's the nefarious level, then the average citizen is in danger. And I mean, it's just the way it is, but we have to encourage the good police officers to hold their head up strong and do it. Now, like I said, I know the gentleman personally, and I respect him, I highly respect him, so I personally wouldn't, you know, but mechanisms need to be put in place to safeguard everybody. You know what I mean? It just can't be a one-way street because there's too much power yielding. We see, you could do the archival research, not there's dubious shootings for decades. You know, a personal family member of mine, I could go back 50 years ago, when I was in primary school, I remember a story of a prisoner dying in the cell and way, and the five officers, and they fought a fallout on this one. And years later, as a big man, the person actually tell me, unfolded as to what the reason why they fell out. They wanted them to give a statement. Everybody have to be in congruence with one another. So this is the type of, we saw a situation with Chris Cullmore in the cell there where he allegedly suicided himself. You know, there's a lot of things that it's not good to speak about, but, you know, it is what it is. But what I'm saying is, as we go forward, we need to put mechanisms in place to ensure that these type of things don't be happening. Cameras are just safety mechanisms. Otherwise, these conversations are meaningless because the people are not going to come together and demand more accountability and transparency. It's just a narrative, basically. And so the lady that called with the fine voice, she's actually correct. I've been saying it for years on the radio. I didn't need the person to say this year is going to be the year. That's what the word apocalypse means, Naughty. The unraveling to reveal. That's why we have to get into the lexicology. I said it over and over on the radio. So nothing surprises me still with the license to kill. Give thanks.
All right, 52. Good points as always, man. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, all is well?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, 52, absolutely correct, man. It's on that same line of thinking that he was on. We need some type of mechanism in place for these policemen. I just talked to one of my police friends the other day who I consider a good officer. I tell him, you're all few, man. You're all few on the force, but and you all got to work hard to try and do your all jobs when there's so many people around. You all doing a bunch of foolishness. But like you say, a lot of stories, you know, you hear a lot of stories going around the Bahamas over the past 20, 25, 30 years or so. And now you're hearing this live communication. You understand what I'm saying? So what are you to think as a civilian? You know what I mean? You try to live your life the right way, and then people who are supposed to be protecting you doing foolishness, you know? So we got to see how this thing play out, but it ain't looking good for the whole Bahamas, man.
No, it's not. And when it goes international, it makes it even worse.
Exactly.
And that's something that this administration doesn't buy into. Oh, international brand damage. Well, yes, this is another form, sadly, of international brand damage, and we haven't even gotten to the bottom of this, my brother.
But now you realize, like, the international community, they would say they don't trust the defense force. Now, this big thing come up now, they can say they don't trust the police. You understand what I'm saying? So, right? It's a touchy situation, man. All right, buddy.
Good stuff, man. Good to hear from you, bro. Appreciate your contribution. All right, let me get a couple of these texts, man, and then we'll get to the commercial, and then we'll get to Cuban Willie's immigration report. So, all right, that's some nice information right there, Texter, but like I say, a lot's going on with this, so let's let it all play out. Naughty, you know this corruption run deep. They have to protect Johnson. They being pastors, politicians, lawyers, and police. Those ain't no AI, bro. Pure facts. Also, it sounded like recorded phone calls and not voice notes. no matter, Johnson's supposed to be fired. Listen, if that's what the result of a complete investigation is, then let the chips fall where they may. All I'm saying is, do it right. This is something that cannot be dropped. The ball cannot be dropped on this. There can be no signs of the homeboy network. This needs to be cut and dry right down the middle. Let the chips fall where they may. Naughty, a few years ago, the prime minister at the time, Dr. Minnis, tried to fire some senior police officers. Instead, they were reassigned to other areas such as security. When in the public, though, there was something wrong with those officers, something bad that they did. When the new administration came into power, they reinstated those senior officers. Please give us any analysis of that issue. Listen, we all know that this politics game, you got people who have allegiances politically to certain parties. And when the FNM is in, you see certain things. When the PLP is in, you see certain things. So this is more of that same old, Dexter. One set got day crew, the other set got day crew. And every 5 years or so, it just flip off and you throw the keys to the next one and the car and the office and say, see you in five. That's how it go. Anyway, let me get to this last one. A couple more. Naughty, we've been questioning why people are being let out on bail with ankle bracelets and then getting murdered immediately and how they were tracked. How could the Minister of National Security allege the owner of the company? I've learned so much that confirmed. Look, all right. Look, Texter, I agree. This may be your thoughts and your opinions, but like I said, until I get an official statement and this is under investigation, this is long. Wow. But I get your point with the reference to corruption and gangs and so on and so forth. So we'll keep an eye on it and let's see how it plays out. And I agree with you, Texter. God sees it all. God don't sleep. God just catch it all. Naughty, tell Muffaro, please tell the criminals stay dumb. It looked like that's all that's saving us. Put it on your robbery mask in the bank parking lot. Naughty, I just read an article in the dailies. No names were called, but they mentioned a prominent lawyer is also implicated. Multiple branches of the justice system. This is seismic. Come over to the dark side, Luke. Listen here. Who you is, Anakin? Eh? You know, no, sir. It's all good. It's all good. I'd rather be a Jedi. It's more fun. All right. Let's get to Cuban Willie's immigration report. We get to the break. We get to Cuban Willie's immigration report, and we'll get to the news. In the 5 o'clock hour, I got some special guests, got some big things coming up for independence. Great product that I want you parents to listen out for, all right? Straight across the board, it's a great independence product, and then we'll talk sports. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, July 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan,
Percy's Fencing Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Fencing Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie. Happy Monday. It's Monday. I came to check on some of my friends, you know. But I took time out to make sure you had your three ball of the day, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, my numerology report. And the three ball for today, Monday, the tres pelotas, 0, 6, 9, 0, 6, 9. 069 is your number for the day. Happy Monday. See you tomorrow right here on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and coming soon to YouTube with your numerology report of the day, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
They say the sun and a shiny world, but they in some people's world, yet never shine at all.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah. Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. Praises. I've been on my own, own, own. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. Oh, no, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah.
We're back at you on the Monday, July 8th edition of Talking Heads. And, of course, you know we are being brought to you by the following sponsors: Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. All right, like I told you, got a young Bahamian entrepreneur in studio with me. And like I said, Mr. Andrew Bowe, very talented videographer, you know, film producer, editor, colorist, all of that when it comes to that kind of stuff, man, doing his thing. And if you're familiar with the Coldest videos, he's been one of the major components behind the scenes over the years from the Coldest. And he's taken some of that artistic creativity and come up with a, I think this may be a first, or I haven't seen one in a while, but it's an independence coloring book. And I think it's a great way for parents to get their kids involved, learn their independence, learn their history, learn their culture, and enjoy, you know, learning about it with a great coloring book. So, Andrew, good to see you, brother.
Same here, man. Same here.
So let us know, man, what inspired you to come up with this idea?
Well, really, me as a parent,
just sitting back and having a conversation with my little girl. You know, she's just graduated grade six, about to go in grade seven. And one of the things that, you know, we spoke about was, you know, being proud to be a Bahamian. And her angle on it was really something that shed some light on the situation for me when it comes to growing up as a Bahamian, as a young kid these days. You know, a lot of the things that we would have known growing up, I realized that, you know, she herself doesn't really know much about. So I just kind of took that inspiration and I decided to start doing some coloring pages for her, you know, with some fun facts and stuff like that, just so she could learn, you know, a few things about Bahamian culture, Bahamian history, and, you know, our national symbols and the like. And once I got a few pages done, I spoke with, you know, my good friend, Lania Hall, who is one of the best graphic designers I know in this country, who does excellent work, and her attention to detail is absolutely impeccable. And she was able to turn those pages into something that was not only presentable for, you know, a general populace, you know, consumption, something that's also very attractive for children to look at as well, something that they usually tend to be pretty excited to see, because I have done a few test runs with a few children that I know, and they've all, you know, taken to the book very well. They've all, you know, from the moment they get the book, they try to find crayons, they try to find markers, pens, pencils, anything that they can get their hands on to immediately start working on these pages, because it's not just coloring pages, it's also activities as well. So we have puzzles, we have games and the like inside the book as well. And we also have fun facts for kids to learn about, you know, Bahamian culture, Bahamian history, as well as, like I said, the national symbols.
How were parents receptive to it? Did you do your beta test on your parents to see about the information there?
Oh, the parents definitely loved it. Just the mere fact of being able to see their kids so excited about something and learning passively. You know,
And what age group is the book geared toward?
Well, honestly, we're looking at anywhere from preschool straight up to grade four, grade five. Preschoolers will love it just for simply having something that they can scribble on and scribble in.
Well, you know, preschoolers love to scribble on anything they can get their hands on.
On anything. And if you want to keep those crayons and markers off your walls, this will be the best way to do it.
Yeah, man, this is a good little book with some games and different things in there. You know, it highlights the Bahamian flag, and it highlights the blue marlin, the flamingo. It's good stuff, man.
Thanks, man.
And the national food of the Bahamas, the conch. Maybe you should teach the children we are the conch politically, and maybe we should stop. And maybe the conch should take the hammer back and start whapping politicians.
I think that's a lesson that they can eventually learn on their own, man.
Man, let's get them fired up early. But yeah, it's good stuff. You got sticker component as well, too, to go in there, man. Yeah. And some good little games. And what I like, it's compact. It's not huge, but they can work through it.
Right.
And your parents, you know, you get it for your kids. That could take a couple hours on independence. Go deal with your coloring book.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like I say, they get to learn as well.
I think this is something that needs to be added on at a bigger scale. I think in schools.
Yes.
Especially in the preschools.
Yes, yes. And that was a part of the inspiration why I wanted to join the project as well. My mom, she's been in the schooling system for about over 25 years. And I've watched her struggle to find resources that were Bahamian made. And when Andrew, you know, brought it to me, I said, this is something that we need to implement. So us as students, we're more aware of what we actually have. And it's Bahamian made rather than it coming from the U.S.,
That's what I like. For far too long, we've seen coloring books in books. Do we got to go to bookstores? And pick up all the bookstores, man. I appreciate any entity that allows kids to read and parents to read, because I love reading. And readers win and winners read. I've always said that. But far too long, we've seen foreign-produced products. But our kids are grabbing and running with. I'm glad to see a Bahamian product. I want to see something maybe now for Christmas.
That sounds good.
Sounds like a plan, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for Purdy. He should be zooming in a second. Purdy, if you zooming in, what's your take on the coloring book, man? Because I know you got a grandson. I think that I got one for Trey. I can make sure I have one for Trey.
I think it's wonderful. I encourage anything that young Bahamians are doing to make things right, to teach, to educate. I think it's wonderful. And I can see a nice good Jonkunu one for Christmas as well. So good job. Congratulations. Very proud of you young people.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to congratulate the young man. What he's doing is phenomenal. Congratulations. Can you please share with me the information on your graphic artist? I would love to be in touch with her.
Absolutely. So I'll let her speak for herself.
So you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at BlackCanvas242, or you can call or WhatsApp me at 810-9177.
810-9177.
Yes, you got
Wonderful,
it.
Wonderful, because I too have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I can certainly use your service. Something.
No, no, no.
And it is amazing.
But hold on, see, we're all about networking on Talking Heads Corner, right? So if you have an idea, you got to use Andrew and idea too. Not trying to take away from this young lady, but I mean, you know, it's.
Well, I have been in need of a good graphic artist, and it was on his recommendation. So thank you for the recommendation.
But you know, the graphic artist and the videographer go together. You see what I'm saying? So you can't have one without the other.
Absolutely.
I'm the agent, so I can get my cut for being an agent. So I got to make sure this network works.
All around. You're just phenomenal. Naughty, you are naughty.
No, and I appreciate you chiming in, and I'll make sure that you get all the information. One more time, repeat the Instagram and they can follow you.
Repeat it, please.
Okay, so the Instagram is Black Canvas.
Black Canvas.
Yes, black as in color, canvas 242. And you can call or WhatsApp us at 810-9177.
810-9177. My darling, you will be getting a call from me as soon as you get off the show.
Make sure I tell you the lady that called in on Naughty Show, and you want to make sure the whole team get put together for your project.
Yes, Naughty, you want your cut too.
No, I want my cut. I'm all good. I just want to see young babies.
I need to come on your show to premiere and launch my
book. That's what I was about to tell you. If you want to share a little bit, maybe we could get it out there. Because it ain't about a cut for me. It's about being Bahamian, seeing young Bahamians succeed, and seeing you succeed with your product as well, especially if it's on a national level.
Naughty, forgive me. I was being tongue-in-cheek, Juno. I was not serious about that because I know you're not that kind of guy.
No, I know. But I was just putting it out there for the upset who believe anything. You know, we got some gullible people in this country. But
thank
like
you
I said,
so much.
Listen,
and
make sure.
My call.
Make sure, and I'll follow with Andrew. And we'll make sure that we get everybody on the same page. And if you have to get on when it's your store and when it's your product, you know what I mean? We will get it out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. With Ms. Hall.
All right, Ms. Hall. No problem, man. Make sure to call
Thank
me back
you.
And remind me, okay?
I shall. Thank you. Take care, everybody, and good luck.
Thank
good
you
luck
so much for your call.
Book.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank there you go.
Thank
One
you.
More time.
Thank
got
you.
Again, some text. How can we order the book, Andrew? How can we get our hands on these coloring books?
So the same information that she just shared, the contact information, the Black Canvas Instagram, you can send her a DM, as well as a WhatsApp message through that exact same number. And then just let us know and we can get them out to you.
All right. Well, I appreciate you stopping by. Obviously, you know, Andrew does a lot of work with me. And vice versa. So if you need information, you can always hit the show and we'll get it to you. But one more time, Black Canvas 242 on Instagram.
Yes.
And the phone again?
810-9177.
There you go, man. Definitely get a copy of it, man. It's all Bahamian. It's all indigenous. It's all good. It should be part of your kids' independence. And I think we should support ideas like this and get them to the next level, mm-hmm. especially in the elementary and the preschools and the primary schools. Because it's, like you say, kids love stuff like this. It's very educational, very simple,
yep.
nice layout, easy to grasp information, and easy to have fun.
Exactly, mm-hmm. and that's the whole point of it. You know, make it as easily accessible to them as possible.
I'm looking at this. Maybe we need to do a book to keep people bungy at the parking, the handicapped parking spaces. I think I onto something with this too. You want to network with me on that?
I believe so.
Let her draw up some real, you know.
I believe so. Cause
pictures of donkeys.
I've been seeing some people mm-hmm. doing some real crazy stuff mm-hmm. in the handicap park.
Including the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I don't want heap on them because they got a lot going on with them today.
Yeah. No,
but I promise you the next call, this video is about to drop on Tuesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
We can deal with that.
No, because they need to cool down a little bit.
Cool down. They need to stay out of the handicap parking, period.
That's for sure.
There you go, man. But don't, you know, worry. We got that covered. But more importantly right now, It's all about that coloring book, man. So get the book, cop the book, reach out to that number, and you guys deliver, right?
Absolutely.
You got to have an order of five or more, and they'll deliver it for you.
Absolutely.
And what's the cost again?
So we're starting out at $12. That includes a sticker sheet as well.
$12 with a sticker sheet. You can't beat that with a stick, man. Support the thing. It's Bahamian. It's independence. It's coming up. And this will help you as a parent. You want to get your cocktail on. You want to get your food together. You want to get... Man, go and deal with this coloring book, and I can give you a prize when you finish. And trust me, that's a couple hours out your hair.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I noticed it's been keeping kids busy, and they've been coming back to me. Oh, did you know that? Did you know that?
There you go.
You know?
So good stuff, man. We get it out there for you. We're going to take this break, flip side of the break. We'll be talking with Pearlie. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Last one before the break. Talking at.
Hi, Naughty. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your guests. I am so proud to hear. Bahamian is doing well, and I congratulate them on their book, and I will definitely be calling so I could get one for my grandchildren. And, Naughty, you know, this is your friend with a disabled back, and please do something for
man,
the disabled.
I on it. I still on it, man. You know I got you
still on it. Man, Naughty, listen here. These people doing for more, man, Naughty. The lady the other day, she on me and cussed me out because I say, my goodness, ma'am. I say, how could you park in the spot? And then when the disabled come, they can't get in the spot. And then I saw a lady who had a decal jump out. I mean, all, you know, big and bouncy. She must get somebody who's disabled. So she just, why not just park someplace else and leave the spot if you're able?
That's the truth,
you know,
man.
Until they pass legislation where they could put on there where you're going to be charged.
No, what they should do is empower a young Bahamian company with young Bahamians at the helm to set up a boot operation, and you boot the cars, and you got to pay right there on the spot to get unbooted.
Right.
If not, you can stay there till you can pay it.
Thank you, but they're not doing, they have in South Australia, they have say you're going to be booted, and not the people don't care. They just jump right.
And that's why I'm here. You all call me every day, send me the pictures, send me the videos, and we can get it out there and make it happen for you, all right? I got you.
Take care now, Naughty.
You too now. Be safe. Yeah. I want to thank you guys for stopping by. We got to get to the break, but remember, it's only $12. Complete Bahamian coloring book, man. You definitely want to cop it. Get it for your kids. Get it in your collection. $12 with a sticker set. You cannot go wrong. Buy yourself some peace and quiet this Wednesday from your kids, especially if they between the ages of 4 and 12. And love yourself for a few hours. Good stuff, man. We got the next one. Let me know and we'll get it on, all right?
All right.
Good stuff. Quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie's in the building. We got to talk about my Yankees and the Dodgers having the same identical record. We got to talk about the crap show that is the Los Angeles Lakers right now. We got to talk about some All-Star game, Major League Baseball, and some NFL offseason moves. And we're about a week away from training camps opening. All coming up on the flips. And, of course, Team Bahamas narrowly getting defeated by Spain. But what a great, great statement that they made. And I think there's bigger things to come for 242 basketball, especially in the form of a youngster by the name of VJ Edgecombe. We'll talk about him on the flip side of the break as well, too. Remember, you heard it here first on Talking Heads. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be back at you. Pearlie will be in the building. Don't touch it.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
When everybody out, yeah. Fried chicken we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Ooh. Crispy original when we're online.
bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun and a shiny world, but they in some people's world, yet never shine at all.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, July 8th edition of Talkin' Heads. And let's set it off with today in sports history. All right, before you all chime in, you all done texted in. Yeah, all right. And you know, Texas, I brag to Purdy and MJ all the time. Boy, we got the biggest and best fans in the business. But sometimes you all just push that biggity envelope a lot. I got you today in sports history. Relax, Texas, all 3 of you, G-bits. I'm glad you like it so much. But don't hit me and tell me what to do with my show. Please. Because you know me, they don't call me Naughty for nothing. You know, I like to prank people. I might make you think I could do today's sports. You'll be running late, and then never mind. It's all good. I got you. On this day in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And on this day, July 8th, 1889, John L. Sullivan defeated Jake Killerain in the first championship bare knuckle fight. The fight lasted 75 rounds. Purdy, you think any fight could go 75 rounds today?
They ain't fighting Bahamian.
How long was them rounds? Like 30 seconds?
They wasn't fighting Bahamian. That's all they could say.
1953, Notre Dame announced the next 5 years of its football games would be shown in theaters over closed-circuit TV. 1970, the Jim Ray Hart of the San Francisco Giants became the first National League player in 59 seasons to collect 6 runs batted in, 6 RBIs, during a single inning. My question is, why would you call yourself the Jim Ray Hart? Couldn't Jim Ray Hart just work? Or J.R. Hart? The Jim Ray?
Maybe there was another person, another Jim Ray Hart in the league.
The Earl the Pearl on Talking Heads.
Hey, that sounds a little catchy. The Earl the Pearl.
You know? See you got your little sweeper for Thursday, right?
Yes, I see that. Earl the Pearl.
We got you like a professional, right? All right? So,
Getting there. I'm most appreciative.
You soon be flying your own Cessna.
I want a King Air.
Beach King, eh? 2003, Dominic Hasek announced that he planned to come out of retirement to rejoin the Detroit Red Wings. Hasek was a brilliant hockey player. Really good during his time.
He was.
Sports quote of the day. You have no control over what the other guy does. You only have control over what you do. AJ Kitt. That's a very good statement there, too. Let's get to this call real quick. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Arnoldi.
Go ahead, Sparky. What's going on? You got to make it quick because we live in a little overtime, and now we got to get sports. What you got?
Naughty, on a serious note now. On a really serious note, Naughty. I know it's your sports hour. I was really trying to get in earlier because of the parking lot thing. Are you still there?
I'm right here, Sparky.
Naughty, let me tell you something, Naughty. Sparky is riding around now with a special chair in my back seat. I am riding around now with a decal. Sparky is in the disabled category now. That's why I asked you to give me a moment, because I heard all the people calling in. I know you've been trying to deal with this for a long period of time. And let me tell you something, Naughty. All of us, from one time or the other, might reach to the time in our life we're not young and vibrant like you are now.
Who say young and vibrant? I'm middle-aged and crazy.
It might happen to you one day soon. But what is happening around here, Naughty, from Kelly's in the morning marathon, from different shopping centers up Prince Charles, from Super Valley up on Market Street Road, all around here, you have security guards standing right there by the Zabel lot where these people pull into this.
And talking. Listen, you are preaching to the choir, because all those businesses you call, I've been calling them out. I can continue to call them out.
Not only, I'm trying to get off so you can go to your sports thing. You even talk to the security guard. I say, sir, you stand right here. You see the man pulling in out of the car, and you say nothing. He said, I can't be running these people all day. I say, get a friend with a wrecker. You get a friend with a wrecker and park him over in the corner there. And every time he take a car, you tell the wrecker man, give you $50 and keep $50 for him. And make more money up here than your boss is paying you. He said, I can't do that. And you, I said, you try that. You make more money in one weekend taking these people around that. Because it happens to me and everybody around here. Even the police is parked in these little blue places with a police car. They park in a disabled lift. And people like Sparky and pull out there. I got to get in the car. I got to open the back door. I got to unload a wheelchair or something to go inside Kelly's. And the security guard standing there and says nothing.
Sparky,
what's going on around the country? Nobody saying nothing. I tell you,
all right, Sparky, breathe.
They're corrupt from the top down.
I got you, Sparky. Breathe. I got to get the sports, but breathe. I got you, man. Breathe. Breathe. Musa. Drink a brown bottle or two. I got you. Purdy got you. We got you.
No, seriously, no, people need to stop that. We'll keep calling them out. We'll keep calling them out every time, Sparky.
Purdy, do you know when, you know, I was lucky and I didn't see it coming. Disability Icon Awards got the Media Advocate Award.
Congratulations. Well,
thank you,
yes.
My brother. And you know me. You know my late mother. You know my late aunt. You know my late grandfather. Philanthropy was all through them. You know my beautiful wife, MJ. Philanthropic we are. Philanthropists. We'll help a cause. I didn't want it for recognition. I didn't want it. I did it because I had handicapped friends before. Then when my aunt became a double amputee, it really hit home. And yeah. I still have friends of hers that are still around that are going through it. So I ride for them. At the end of the day, what I got from most of those folks at the Disability Icon Awards, they want to lead a normal life. If I'm in a wheelchair, I don't care about being in a wheelchair at this stage. I want you to move your behind up my parking spot so I can get in, get out, do what I need to do normally, carry on about my business.
Yeah.
That's the most insulting thing to a handicapped or disabled person is the fact that you didn't allow them the opportunity to be as normal as they would like to be.
Amen. I agree, Naughty. It's ridiculous.
And Purdy, then you have the Royal Bahamas Police Force park up in Carmichael in front of an entity famous for what cops love the most. You know that kind of thing?
Yep.
We didn't call no name. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I don't want to hear nothing because my people's out there. They sent me video. So I got him pulling up. I got him parking. I got him getting out. And he looked nowhere near close to being handicapped. But I can say, just looking at the video, in my opinion, no one's else, but in my opinion, maybe you could relate to it. You know, he looked a little hungover, if you know that kind of way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He looked like he was on one of them, I need black coffee now, kind of vibes.
I can relate to it this weekend.
So what I'm trying to say is, we have to do better. We know better. We need to do better. All right? And guess what? Big and bold. Park up. Park up. And I got it. The license number and everything. 919 on the back. AS7072. And you know the audacity of it all, Pearly? What galls me the most? Big and bold on the side of the van. It says, creating safer communities. How you make it safer and better for the handicapped drivers if you all up in the parking? Crease up.
You know, but if I was officers right now, I'd be very careful because there's so much under the microscope right now. It just needs to do everything the right way.
Yeah. Yes. But anyway.
Different story for different day. Listen, and don't be telling the people the Yankees and the Dodgers have the same record. They have the same win record. We get one less lost than y'all. All right? Let's get that right.
God. Oh, God. Plus, we're both drunk, but I only had six añejo and Coke, and you had seven. So we're together, buddy.
Yeah, it's probably eight. you know you're bad when you turn and get out drinking, right?
You got out drunk by Junior?
By Avery?
Jesus, Lord. Listen, it's time, Pearly. If Avery done passed you, it's time.
No, that was just a special occasion.
Put down the cups, put down a cup of ice and step away from the bottle. Head to the air fryer.
Yeah. That works like that.
See, if it was dark, I could...
Avery, Trent.
No, hold on, but Avery don't look like that type.
No, she doesn't, and then she's normal, and I'm like, ah, and she's like, daddy, whatever, ah, and she's normal, you know?
Ah, Lord, talking my niece business all over the radio. If it was dark, I pretty much know, but through Avery, yeah?
She probably someone called me in custody, but anyway, daddy, what you telling people?
You have kids of age, Pearl, you've done well. And they can go out and have one responsibly and don't end up in problems. I'm mad at you at all. Trying to take a page out of your book.
Knock on water. I've never had to go to the police station, and God has really blessed me with three wonderful kids, and I can't complain. They're doing well for themselves.
But boy, I tell you, let's talk. Out the gate, Team Bahamas did very well.
Oh, yeah, I'm so proud of my brothers.
I'm very proud of them. Hats off to them.
It's can take in mind that, you know, when we're not, be a great starting five, not a deep bench, going up against teams that are loaded. We beat a lot of top 20 teams this weekend. Argentina's team we beat back in early in the year, you know, beating up on...
You know what killed me? I watch Puerto Rico qualify, and we beat Puerto Rico.
Yeah. That's not the luck of the draw. It's in the wrong play-in tournament, but that's fine.
Hold on. You want another draw of death in the Olympics? Australia? Spain, Greece, and Canada.
All in the same group?
That's the same group. That's the group of death in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Canada, Spain, Greece, and Australia. That is
Canada,
the group.
Canada probably come out of that.
Listen, Canada is fully loaded, Pearly.
Yeah. If there's any, Golden State wouldn't let Wiggins play, but they still loaded.
If there's any team that could take America to the wall, it's Canada, because they loaded with NBA talent as well.
Do not sleep on France.
Nah, I see you can get MJ fired up now, because of course, who's the center for France? Victor Wembanyama with the have you seen the guns? The arms are getting bigger. He's been lifting some weights.
Their problem is they're young. That's the only problem. Inexperience might be their downfall. Other than that, they have a really good team.
They do. But I
think it'll be hard to beat the Americans. I think it's really hard to beat them.
I think Canada may give them the best run for their money.
Don't sleep on Germany. Germany can be all right, too.
Huh?
Germany should be okay.
All right. But we'll see how it goes.
But, you know, it should be a good Olympics. I mean, you know, I think the Bahamas would have done well. We would have represented well. We did great. I'm proud of them. You know, I think we can build off that. We got some young talent coming up. We got some other young talent coming up behind BJ. I knew he was good. I know he rose along.
No, Pearly. He used this opportunity to take his game to a completely different level. BJ is
one and done in Bale. I want Bale to know that he's one and
done. He is one and done. After this performance, prior to this performance, there was rumors of one and done. Yeah. Okay? And I know it because I have a friend, Coach Dan Feeney, who coaches Chaminade High School in New York.
Yeah.
He hit me up and he goes, and when I tell you he comes, every year that family comes, for the last 20 years they've been coming to Jokers.
Okay.
All right, so much so that we've become friends over time. One of my few non-Cowboy and Laker friends that I actually tolerate. You know what I mean? But he's a great coach, great basketball coach, great basketball mind. And he texts me, and he said, "Naughty, I'm watching this right now." He said, "Listen, I am so proud of VJ Edgecombe. I've played against him for the last 2 years. He's dominated us in every fashion. He is going to be such a wonderful gift to Baylor, and I promise you, he's one and done."
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, after he dunked the 7-footer to the ground, he calls me and goes, "He's definitely one and done." And we had a good laugh because he used this as a great opportunity. Bar an injury, he should probably be the freshman of the year for Baylor in that conference. He should put up a ton of points. And regardless where Baylor goes, if he's one and done, he's going to the draft. And if he has a good year, he could be a lottery pick. That's how good this kid is.
No, he's good. Listen, once you know they play high school basketball in New York, you know they're good. And star and was all state, you know they're good.
I'll be honest with you, though. I would like to see him go in the lottery pick. But at the same time, if he could do two at Baylor and come out as the clear-cut number one, wouldn't that be special?
Yeah, but the money can be beaten on him earlier than that.
They can bust him with the guap. No, for sure. But I think there's a lot of potential there, Pearly. I think there is a lot of potential.
Once he's the first-round pick, he'll be all right.
All right, but we got to get to the picks right now, and then we got Rich Eisen taking us home with a brilliant overreaction Monday, talking Yankees, Dodgers, Lakers, football. It's a good one. Rich is back. He's off that vacation. You know what I mean?
Hey, we're 6 days away, guys. Next week, Saturday.
Shh, don't talk Saturday, it, man. Saturday don't talk
coming.
It.
Hey, rookies are in training camp.
Should I bring the cooler over and we just watch them regardless just to get the football Jones out of the way?
No, we got to wait a couple. We got to wait 3 days because the Dolphins don't go in until Monday.
Okay.
Well, until Tuesday. So the Dolphins are the 16th. I think the Cowboys are the 13th, but the Dolphins don't go until the 16th.
Well, I'll start early and you catch me up on Monday.
Hey, it ain't going to be hard.
There you go. All right. Here's what we're working with today. And, of course, you know, our pro picks are brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out all the plays to play, all the ways to win. And little tidbit, I'm going to break it down for you in depth tomorrow. But all you football players and football aficionados, sports bettors, and fantasy football players, The Island Game has a huge NFL survivor pool starting. Crazy cash money and crazy prizes to go with it. I'll tell you more.
I was supposed to be part owner of Island Games this year after football, but they didn't do me well last year. So they're still, Eddie, put on notice, write up the papers. I'm going to be part owner at the end of this football season.
All right. Keep an eye out for that, Pearly. All right. We got one game in the WNBA tonight. Minnesota Lynx -7 on the road against the LA Sparks. I like the Minnesota Lynx to win by 7 on the road.
Sparks, I go with the Sparks. You saw they playing tonight or that's tomorrow night?
You know what? That's tomorrow night. My bad.
Yeah,
I'm a day early. All right, but we only got baseball to go through, and we got 2, 4, 5 games for tonight. Real quick. Yeah. Cleveland Guardians, Detroit Tigers. I like Cleveland on the road.
Cleveland playing some great baseball.
Stupid baseball right now. Colorado.
Detroit should be sellers. They should be sellers next week.
Yep. Colorado Rockies, Cincinnati Reds. I like the Reds at home in this one. Ellie De La Cruz is a freak.
I like them too.
So absolute speed, yeah. Freak, monster. Minnesota Twins and Chicago White Sox. I like the Twins on the road over the White Sox.
I like the Twins too.
Rangers and Los Angeles Angels. I like the Rangers tonight.
Gray going tonight. I like the Rangers.
Braves and Diamondbacks. I got to go with the Braves.
You know what? As much as I hate it, Diamondbacks have been playing really good baseball. But they batting the Braves could score runs a little bit. I go with the Braves, but not the money line. I mean the money line, not the points.
Texter, if you want to know what WNBA is, it's Women's National Basketball Association.
Yeah, that's Angel Reese, you know, my favorite female player, Angel Reese, the pie. Yeah, that's what she plays.
And now, don't get it started because we got to get to the break, but Pearly, I'll be honest with you. Olympic spot available now. Diana Taurasi's out. Who they want to replace?
No, she's an Angel in. Angel already in. Angel's already in.
Over Caitlin Clark?
She's doing this woman a double-double every night.
That's why we can't hear from Mac, who used to text in and call in the big Caitlin Clark fan. This big Mac, man, what happened? Angel got your tongue? Oh, boy. That is definitely Bird and Magic Johnson all over again, Pearly.
It is. And all the sky need is a decent guard, and you will see some things.
Can you imagine if Juju Watkins ends up in Chicago? Anyway, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home, man.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Appreciate you, Pearly. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Always.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Living with a neurological. neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit ClevelandClinicFlorida.org. /Caribbean.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy. Put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus 1 together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy 2 adults and 3 children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus 1. Mama, restrictions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction.
Mondays.
Monday.
What's going on, Chris?
Not saying hi to you guys. Okay. Asking how your weekend was.
Come on.
And I'm not saying it's happy tradition. Monday.
Come on.
We didn't come up with B-Man. Don't be mad at me.
Taking it too far.
Or Del Tufo's labeling machine did. But what do you got?
Hey, what's up? Everybody good?
I'm good.
Great, man. Happy to be back.
You know who's great?
No.
Eberflus.
Eberflus
is going to win Coach of the Year this year.
What is going on with Coach of the Year talk with him? What's happening? What's happening?
Let's do it.
Where What's did happening? This come from? Why?
What do you mean why?
First of all,
they're stacked. Okay. Kent Williams is going to be sick. Their offense is going to be awesome. They're going to win 10 or 11 games. Boom, Coach of the Year.
10 wins won't be Coach of the Year for him. 11 wins is in the E. He's a finalist. 12 means he's got a chance. You think that's going to happen for the Bears?
Who else could be
I'll
coach
give it
of
to
the
you.
Year?
Oh, I'll give you.
I know you think Jim Harbaugh, because he's going to, what, plus 8 or whatever you think is that?
Plus 7. Plus 7 gives him 12 wins.
They're not going plus 7.
Well, I mean,
let's be honest.
Who else could be coach of the year?
Mike McCarthy.
Why would you just laugh at that?
That was like saying we missed Del Tufo. Automatic laugh.
Hold on a minute. Just give me a second. Give me a second.
I gave you
one. Everybody give me a second.
Mike McCarthy's won 12 games the last
3
years.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
That's true. Good point.
Somebody in the NFC South? Raheem Morris, if they negotiate a very good season here. Dan Quinn.
DQ.
DQ. Don't sleep on him.
McDonald, Seattle.
Eberflus is I hear you, but is going to win Coach of the Year? That's an overreaction.
Just make it
classic safe. Overreaction.
Gerard Mayo.
Gerard Mayo's got to win ten. If he
honestly,
wins 10
honestly,
games,
winning 6 games, should get him Coach of the Year.
What
Coach
about Salah? Right there. What about Salah? What if the Jets win like 11-12?
Then you give it to Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Oh, really? Is that right? Surgeon. Is that it?
Yeah, Neil Eletrosh.
Neil Eletrosh is in line.
Coach of the Year.
What else?
Look, what's today's day? It's July 8th, right?
Yeah,
July 8th.
Good one.
I'm still wondering where Brandon Ayuk is. He's holding out, people.
He's
Brandon
not.
Ayuk
Get out
hold
here.
Out
nope.
for 49ers camp.
No way. Nope. Hold out of camp.
Yeah, hold out of camp. I'm not saying he's going to miss week 1.
Oh.
I'm saying he's not going to training camp.
I'll buy that.
What's going on with this?
What do you mean? What's going on?
What's
with
going
it?
On? First off, they're meeting,
I don't know.
They're talking.
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. You're John Lynch. Congratulations. You're in the Hall of Fame.
I love it. Hall of Fame. I was a minor league baseball player.
Man. You got more than that. He's got more on the ball.
He's like 50-something. He's rocked up still.
Brandon Ayuk says, I want to be in the neighborhood within a million of what? Justin Jefferson.
30 million? He wants 30 million?
No. He wants Justin Jefferson money. Ooh. That's the market. Ooh. What do you say?
Yeah,
okay.
Can't do it.
So, if that's the conversation, then yeah. If the conversation, if he wants 30, then I can kind of understand that too. They're going to have to pay their quarterback 50 and change.
No. Brock Purdy goes back to the Super Bowl again.
It could be 60.
He'd be a $60 million player.
You know how we keep asking that question around here? Who's going to be the first annually paid $60 million quarterback? It could very well be Brock Purdy. It could very well be. Certainly with how Tua might sign for on the dotted line and Jordan Love
next month. What if the Niners win the Super Bowl this year?
Got it. So holding out of training camp, but out of week one, man, oh, man. That would stun me if they go out week one, Monday night against the Jets, wrap up week one without Ayuk. They might have no Ayuk if he holds out of training camp.
He may not play week one anyway.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Did you guys see the...
I don't think this is an overreaction at present.
You see the Ayuk TikTok thing that happened?
He
posted a picture of him watching... Apparently, it looks like he's watching Washington Commander... practice film on his TikTok, and that's been going around.
Well,
like,
I mean,
why is he watching this?
Like, because again, he plays footsie on this front his quarterback.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's been going around.
That's his call. When he was saying that the Niners don't want me and posted that, he was on a FaceTime with Jaden Daniels. Yeah. So,
also, you better hope of all people he doesn't sit out because you know. Well, circumstances, if that happens.
What do you mean?
Del Tufo's shorts.
You got to eat Del Tufo's shorts.
No, if he misses the whole year. I'm still very confident. I will triple down on that. You can add another Del Tufo article of clothing.
Whoa. Oh, Rich, don't do it.
Dangerous game.
Right? It's not even worth it.
What else?
You know who's back this year? Joe Burrow's back this year.
Who's that?
Yes. Oh, man, he's talking to Big Cat and PFT.
When you say he's back, you mean his open back on his
suit? Yes, he's back and he's open back.
He's back, open backed. Joe Burrow, top five MVP this season.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
Joe Burrow said, hey, when you're injured, people forget about you.
They do.
I'm going to make them not forget.
Would he be a comeback player of the year? And MVP?
Ooh, great question. I think so, right? Because he qualifies. He missed because of injury.
Dude,
qualifies. They changed the rule. They're telling people not to vote for dudes who just coming back from the bench and their couch.
What rule? Who's changing the rule?
The AP.
The AP.
Are telling people, hey, look.
I wouldn't know because I work for the NFL, and therefore, the AP says I'm too biased. Because I'm going to vote for who Roger Goodell thinks should win it.
Yeah. Everybody knows that, Rich.
Yes, everyone knows that.
Don't vote for the couch and the bench guys.
Don't they know that me and Brockman even get notes? The things we can't say?
Yeah, I gotta, dude.
I
know.
This is a Joe Burrow zone, the Rich Eisen show. You know that.
I almost went, he's going to win it.
See, now that's, come on. Why wouldn't you go so bold? Yeah, see, you got soft in the dark week, P-Man.
I hate you. All right, change the music, Belly.
We're changing music.
All right, a couple of baseball ones here. Look, we love Paul Skeens. He's got to start the All-Star game. What are we
doing?
Start the All-Star game. What are we doing?
All right.
No one knows who, or cares about Ranger Suarez or any of these other dudes. Who cares? Glasnow has been lit up the last couple of starts. We want the guy with the stash. We need Livy Dunn behind home plate.
Yeah.
Let's go. Paul
come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
So you're talking about the whole package.
Skeens package. 102.
Brockman three up, three down.
Let's go.
So the fact that
Ohtani needs to be out there. We need to see Skeens versus Ohtani to lead off the All-Star game.
We have seen that.
I was assuming this. So
who's leading off for the AL?
I was assuming this, and now it's kind of backed up. You just don't want to talk Chris Sale because the Red Sox let him walk. So
we traded him for a guy who doesn't even play.
Why would you not start Chris Sale?
Because Skeens is better,
dude. Chris Sale's been amazing.
Chris Sales is amazing, but he hasn't captured.
No, like, I know.
You know.
And no, nobody's like going to sit down and watch Aaron Nola or Rager Suarez.
That's what I mean. And that's kind of the point. Like, great. The Phillies guys
are
doing
awesome.
You want eyeballs
or you want to respect the first half performances of guys who deserved it?
I want them to hand out. Where's the All-Star game? Mr. Texas, right? I want him to hand out fake mustaches, and everyone in the crowd is wearing stashes and going nuts. Right. And then he goes 102 to Judge. What are we doing?
Yeah,
I'll buy that.
Nine pitches, averaging 101 miles per hour, three up, three down.
My man.
Let's go.
So Aaron Judge should start as well. Yeah. Right? I mean, throwing.
Oh, throwing.
Who wouldn't want to watch him?
Rich, I wouldn't. Speaking of Aaron Judge.
Oh, boy.
The Yankees are wasting Aaron Judge's greatness.
All right. This guy. This guy.
B-Man didn't come to play with you today.
Honestly, defend against this. How could you say they're not? Have I missed all the Aaron Judge World Series appearances? Was I asleep for those?
Hold on a minute. They went and added Juan Soto. They did win 50 of their first.
Like, not going to be on the Juan Soto. Like, they're wasting Judge right now.
Grimace will see that.
Wasting Judge.
Dude, they're going through a bad 3-week stretch.
Yeah, but this happens every single year.
Well, it has over the last 2-3 years.
Every single year this happens.
So, I mean, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens when Stanton comes back. We'll see what happens when the rest of their roster gets healthy. We'll see what happens.
Strikeouts, that's what's going to happen with Stanton.
All right. Okay.
I'm pulling for it. I like
what
Aaron
else, Chris?
I like Aaron Judge.
What else, Chris?
Here we go. Wemby, you see some of these clips from Euro qualifying?
Sure.
Oh, my God. Wemby's taking France to the gold medal game, TJ.
Why wouldn't he?
In the Olympics.
I told you on draft night.
Is Gobert on the team? Is Gobert on the team?
Yeah, and he makes Gobert look like Muggsy Bogues. Have you seen them two standing next to each other?
Is Nick Batum on this team, too? Who's all else on France?
Nico should be on the squad.
Well, who else on France?
Well, half the draft was from France. That's why I'm like, in two Olympics from now, France is winning the gold medal. Like,
you know who's not on France's team is Le Pen. How's that for a little political conversation?
Is that the French version of LeBron?
Definitely not. Most certainly not. I don't know. Sure. I'm not going to push back on this one.
All right, hit it.
You think we need one more?
Okay. All right, we'll get one.
Did you watch Copa America while we were gone?
I did.
Team USA sucks, okay? They're terrible. Greg Buchholter, you're out. I don't even know his name. Greg Berhalter, out.
Great point.
He's not out yet, though, but he should be. And you know who should take over? They're free. Bill Belichick and Nick Saban should coach Team USA. You want guaranteed results?
I'll watch the two greatest
winners in football history.
By the way, I never thought in a million years Brockman would, A, want to talk about soccer, and, B, would put Belichick and Saban in the role of Ted Lasso.
It makes sense.
Full Ted Lasso. What could go better? It's not going to get any worse.
Bill Lasso and
it's
Nick Lasso.
It's not getting any worse.
Long lost brothers of Ted Lasso.
I think he's got a point.
All right.
You want to avoid embarrassment at the World Cup here in America?
Believe.
Belichick, Saban, let's go.
Believe. Great overreaction Monday. Believe.
Seriously. Eyeballs. You want eyeballs? I know everyone's going to watch the World Cup.
So Belichick and Saban take over Team USA soccer.
Take over Team USA. Guaranteed win the World Cup. Who's going against these guys?
By the way, I also watched.
You think Trent Kerr would be all right with
that? England, Switzerland for the right to get to the Euro Cup semifinals, and it went to penalty kicks, which is, as you know, the ultimate bugaboo for England.
That's like literally having the Super Bowl, though, decided by field goals.
Yeah. It's a rough way to decide something.
It's rough.
But it is truly one of the most exhilarating things you can watch. And they survived. They moved on.
But we know they're not going to win Euros. So
I don't know. Who the hell knows, man? Great soccer talk.
Like, I got like 80 years.
Says the guy, you should take over. Marv Levy should be the coach.
Honestly.
Okay. Get Saban and Belichick
Saban
out
and
there.
You don't think they could win the World Cup?
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.